thinking of that you're staying.
Washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved through His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way. Thank God I am free. From this world of sin, I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved through His marvelous grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way. Like a bird out of prison that has taken its flight, like a blind man that God gave back his sight, like a poor wretched beggar that's found fortune and fame. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out to faith in His name. Thank God I am free, free, free grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out, show me the way. Hallelujah. For a long time I traveled down a lonely road. My heart was so heavy in sin I sank low. Then I heard about Jesus. What a wonderful hour. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out through His saving power. Washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's good to be here. Let's just worship the Lord. Give Him a hand clap. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, worthy is my God. Worthy is my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Your great name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just worship the Lord. Come on. Let's not sit back. Let's give Him the honor that's due His name tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, worthy, worthy, worthy is my God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, that He brought us out. He gave us a hope. He gave us a new life in Him. He's given us everything we need to serve Him in this world today. Oh, we are lacking nothing. If we lack anything, it's desire. But let's give Him our desire tonight. Let's touch Him in His presence. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, a name above every name. A name that can set you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we need You, Lord. We need You, Lord. Touch our hearts, Lord. Guide us and teach us, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.
God, not dead, He is still alive. Oh, God. Yeah.
Amen. And you'll find someone you can turn to. Will never betray you. He'll help you. He'll save you. He'll fill you. Give you joy. Give you peace that passes understanding. Give you salvation. Deliver you from your fears. And that's my Jesus.
Thank you.
Give him the glory, give him the praise. He woke me up this morning and started me on my way. Give him the glory, give him the praise. Oh, give him the glory, give him the praise, give him the glory, give him the praise. He woke me up this morning and started me on my way. Give him the glory, give him the praise. Started me on my way. Give him the glory, give him the praise. Oh, give him the glory, give him the praise. Oh, give him the glory, give him the praise. He woke this morning and started me on my way. Give him the glory, give him the praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. You're so worthy, and we appreciate you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's so good. He's so good. Continue to worship. Continue to rejoice always. God bless you. Amen.
Well, the Lord is good. And I'm enjoying the service here tonight and always enjoying and appreciating the presence of the Lord where there's fullness of joy. Oh, we need the presence of God. We don't want services without the moving of the Spirit of God in us and without what we all bring to the table. It's not that God's meeting, waiting for us to show up. We bring him with us. It's our collective worship together and our yielding ourselves to the Spirit of the living God. And we just have a time because he's designed it that way. Church is God's design, not man's. Not a philosopher's, not somebody who thought it was a good idea if we just all get together and worship, have some good preaching and singing. God said, I want my people coming together because you need to be together. Praise the Lord. And we need to gather ourselves together unto him. God's people have always done this since the beginning of time. They have always gathered themselves together unto God to worship, to sacrifice, and to honor collectively. And we thank God it still continues today. Amen. We want to just say hello to Sister Nelda and Sister Nancy, and Brother Philip and Sister Felicia, Sister Brenda, and the others that are in YouTube that have not spoken up or let us know who's there, possibly Brother Tim and Sister Christine, but others as well. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Aren't you glad? So glad to have you with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, I'd like to share something with you. I think a word of encouragement, if anything. But I was blessed by this, and I just want to pass it on to you, if you don't mind. Praise the Lord. Want to have you turn in the Word of God to the revelation of the Lord Jesus, chapter 1. Praise God. I'm going to read verse 8 and then skip to verse 18. Revelation 1, verse 8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I love it. Saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Verse 18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Could you repeat these words? Shall be.
Shall be.
I want to read to you one more verse while you're standing. Romans chapter 10 in the great word of the Lord. Romans 10 and verse 13, a repeat of Joel 2 and 32. I read this here to keep us on one side of the book. Romans 10 and 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Could you repeat these words with me tonight?
I have.
A shall be. One more time. I have a shall be. Praise the Lord. Let's love him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, Lord. We love you tonight. We give you glory. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you for just a few more minutes, God, of the presence of the Almighty and the good refreshing of the Holy Ghost. Bless all that are with us online, God. Let them experience what we're experiencing in this place as if they were with us. Hallelujah, 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 in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, and everyone said amen.
Amen.
I'm going to take this bad boy off. Hallelujah. I have a shall be. So when weeping endures for the night, Psalm 30 and verse 5, when weeping endures for the night, because you and I have a shall be, joy comes in the morning. In Psalm 126, when he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, when he's weeping, because you and I, and because he has a shall be, praise the Lord, he shall doubtless come again, rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. It's not all weeping, but when life makes you weep, when we sow in tears, because we're filled with a shall be, we shall reap in joy. And there's nothing that can take away from you the fact that you've got a shall be. Hallelujah. I didn't say shall be, as in the name. I said a shall be. And we know it all starts with the one that we serve, who testified for himself, verse 8 of Revelation 1, right? He is that which is to come. He's not just your now Jesus. He's going to be your shall be Jesus. And nothing can stop him from being the shall be. In other words, the I got something to look forward to, that neither height nor depth nor angels nor principalities or powers shall be able, amen, to take away from us, because that stuff is not greater than this stuff that's coming for us. Hallelujah. It's right. I hath not seen, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, neither ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of men the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And how many know, according to Romans 8 and 28, right, that all things work together for them that love God. To them who are what? The called according to his purpose. Why? Because we have a shall be. Praise God. Amen. We have a shall be. The reason why we pray is because we know it shall come to pass. Yes. We just have a shall about our nature. Not a shall not, a shall. When the enemy says you're through, we're able to say, I don't think so. I've got a shall be. You don't, I do. Praise the Lord. I told you the testimony prior too many times, I believe, over the years. But when I first got into the church and I started getting serious about this thing after I received the Holy Ghost, but I took to prayer every morning before I went to school, there came a point in time when the enemy tried to join my prayer room. And I was going there excited. I was going there because God was blessing and refreshing and just renewing my spirit. And I was discovering that church was something I could take home with me, that I could feel and experience the power and presence of the Holy Ghost just as much as if I was in the church house. Didn't mean I wasn't going to go to church. I'm just saying God was revealing to me and opening my understanding that, hey, look, I'm not just an inside the building God. I'm the God that shall be there with you tomorrow morning. And when you go to school, I shall be there as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you go on the job, I shall be there. When you're sick, I shall be there. Amen. When you die, I'm your shall be. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because you shall be with me forever in glory. Amen. This day shalt thou be with me in paradise. Praise God. Aren't you glad about that? Hallelujah. So there I was in prayer and an enemy, a voice that was not of God, but I was young and I didn't know a whole lot. And so sometimes when the enemy tries to do what he tries to do, it can cast some doubt and it can trick you up. And can, you know, for me, it just sort of stopped my momentum because I was going there digging in, you know, praying and seeking God, just expecting good things, just enjoying God. But this one morning when I went there, this voice, I don't know how to describe it to you other than it just filled my head as if somebody had whispered in my ear, you're not going to make it past your first year. Now, we know, I could tell you right straight immediately without any thought whatsoever, that's not God. And I'd be right. God's not going to save you, then tell you you ain't going to make it. Praise the Lord. But I had to learn that. Myself, I had to come to an awareness that God has given me something that he didn't give me to just turn around and take away. He's not raising the bars of my hope and then saying, just kidding. But I had to confront something that was messing with my shall be. Even when I didn't know a whole lot of scriptures at all, I didn't really know a whole lot other than what I had had and what I was experiencing and what I was loving in every service. I didn't have, you know, a bunch of scriptures memorized, and I didn't have a bunch of Bible studies and preaching behind me, and I really didn't know how to cross-reference the Bible, but I had the Holy Ghost. I had a real experience with God that I knew was real. And finally, that second or third time when that same spirit tried to show up and try to insert himself into the prayer time, yeah, I had to learn how to kick him out. Nobody invited you here. Praise God. And the scripture tells me that when I call upon the name of the Lord, I shall be delivered from this moment, and you shall be cast out as well. Praise the Lord. I'm glad about that. Hallelujah. Let's just love him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Scripture teaches us, he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Praise God. He that endures to the end. So there's a shall be. And when you read salutations from the Lord, like the one in verse 8, and we also read it in verse 18, the Lord is saying something to his people, that I am Alpha and Omega. We read there in verse 18, verse 17, he's the first and the last. In verse 18, he that liveth and was dead. And we read here that he's the beginning and he's the ending. Right. Everything that he says in salutation to you has a specific meaning. He's not just exalting himself and trying to say poetic things about himself that makes it look cool. It's all applicable. He just doesn't say anything for no reason. We do, but he doesn't. He said, I'm Alpha.
Nobody else can say that. I can't say I'm Alpha. And there's so much to be said here. But bottom line, regardless of what I'm saying, I'm almost through, is he's our expectation. Doesn't the scripture teach us that our expectation is from him? And doesn't the word itself, expectation, represent something that we expect to come? Praise the Lord. In other words, if we had hope only in this life, right, 1 Corinthians 15, we would be of all men most miserable. Not that what we're experiencing in this life is bad. Don't misthink the scripture. It's just saying it's not limited to here. That what we have here possesses a shall be. Yes. Praise the Lord. And that's why the writer in Hebrews testifies that we are tasting of the powers of the good world to come. That's how good God is. He's so good that he's not going to just talk about what's coming for you or for me and not give us a foretaste and not let us experience what's coming. When you take your highest moment of being full of the Holy Ghost, and this is a taste of the powers of the world that is to come. He is unveiling what is to come. He is giving us an ability to taste the shall be, so that we ought to know for ourselves, no matter what we go through in this life shall not be able to separate us from the shall be that is yet to come. The shall be is real. And that's, it's just comforting. There are just times in your life when whatever it is that's going on in life, going on inside your head, how you're feeling, what's on your plate. God's so kind to show you how much he loves you. And just in one moment's time, Sister Gloria, can remind you of how special you are and what it is that he has given to you and provided for you, and just saying, shall be. Amen. There are things that shall be. Just keep your head up. Amen. Hold your head up. Don't be discouraged. Praise the Lord. It's worth the fight. It's going somewhere. It's coming. If anything, let me say it like this. It's just the Lord stepping into the chaos of your life, and he just whispers in your ear, and it's a voice that you recognize, and it's not the voice of a stranger saying you're not going to make it. It's the voice of your master saying, it's coming. Amen. It shall be. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I guarantee he's more excited than we are about the shall be. Praise God. Just hold on a little while longer. Hold on. Hallelujah. That's all we need, that just says, all right, I can go through anything. I can endure anything. Why? Because the master from the shall be says it shall be. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Only the Lord can say, I am your alphabet. But that pertains to really us. I'm your A through Z. What is he simply saying? I'm your beginning, but I'm also your ending. Why? Because the ending is something that shall be. I have, say that with me again, I have a shall be. Praise God. When you lose sight of just whatever, And life, it just, if you get so in tune with your dust, praise God, and your frame that is dust, and you feel like you're removed 1,000 miles from anything that's called God, please remind yourself that the one who began you filled you with an ending that shall be. Amen. Praise God, and it's a happy ending. It's a happy ending. God's story in your life does not possess a sad ending. It doesn't even possess a twisted ending. It's just a happy ending that shall be. Who shall separate us from the shall be of God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love him, I tell you. Do you love him? Do you love him? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. And the ending. Saith the Lord, which is and which was. I love this. There's just so much in it. How could the one who spoke to Moses in Exodus 3 and 14, who testified, tell the children of Israel, I am. That's just, I am. And yet the scripture teaches that he has no beginning of days, no lineage. Yet he said he was. I love it. I love it. I love a Savior who can step into our time and be manifest in the flesh in order to be, look, he gave himself the opportunity to become something that was so that we could have a shall be. That he could give himself who is, who always was in our language, but he could give himself a past so that we could have a future. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Only God. That's what God in Christ is all about. That's what the Father manifested as the Son is all about. That's the raw, true interpretation of the Word of God, just said differently. God who is spirit, who cannot be seen. No man has seen God at any time, yet he made himself visible. He who is your offspring said, I can become your, he who is your root said, I can become your offspring. Saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come. Don't ever get up in the morning and allow your humanity to lie to you and say, I have nothing to look forward to. Some people just look at the shallow things of life and say, all I got to look forward to is a nursing home, drool on myself, lose my filters, can't remember no more, wet myself. If that's as far as you go, somewhere you've lost something. Yeah, none of us want to get to that point in our flesh. And I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just saying we have a shall be. That's why we hear the testimonies of people who have left this world and while they're on their deathbed could sing a happy song, could raise their hands and give God praise and then die. Why? Because they were attached to the shall be. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm glad about that. So he says in verse 17, and I'm finishing. I'm going to go back to, I think, Psalm 126 for a minute. But in verse 17 here of chapter 1, he said, fear not, I am the first and the last. I love it. He'll have the last say. And you'll have the last say with him. The enemy does not have the last say. He never does. He acts like he's something, but he's not. Jesus said, I am the first and the last. Thank you, Jesus. I am he that liveth and was dead. But we have to stop and squeeze was dead. That's powerful. How could the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace speak from the eternal and say, I am he that liveth and was dead? And behold, I am alive forevermore. And he amened himself. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. That ought to excite you. Look, and I'm not trying to make this sermon too complicated tonight. I'm just simply saying God just has a way of stepping into our little world when sometimes our world becomes what our world becomes and just says, you have a shall be. He might not say any more than that, Brother Bradley. He might just say, you have a shall be. I'll see you there. Praise the Lord. Is that enough to cause you to worship? Is that enough to get you up off your chair and clap your hands? Is that enough to look beyond the foolishness of this world and our nation and say, well, praise God, I'm going up to a meeting in the sky. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm glad about that. So write the things which thou hast seen and the things which are and the things which shall be hereafter. Jesus Christ, what? The same. Hebrews 13 and verse 8. Yesterday, today, and forever. All right. Psalm 126 in closing. Thank you for listening. Hope I wasn't too loud. I'm just excited about the shall be. I hope you are too. We all need it. If you don't have one, get it quick. Get it back. Get it back. Don't lose your shall be. If you lose your shall be, don't become an antichrist. It's a side note. Forget about what all the upchucks are talking about out there. And all the philosophers and the heathens who think they know everything about Jesus. This discussion of this has been happening for centuries, and the only ones that got it right are the ones who do. But I can tell you from Scripture, and not from theology, but from Scripture, that these spirits of Antichrist come out from us because they're not of us. That's why I said, don't you become one of them. Don't lose your shall be. It's not about somebody rising up and claiming that he's some sort of, what, devil in the flesh? No. Go again to the word of the Lord and just make sure you don't lose your oil. It's just another way of saying the same old thing. Praise the Lord. Don't let anything take you away. That's the primary goal of the enemy. He didn't want to see me get established in this thing, Brother Mike. That's why I heard a voice that said, you're not going to make it past your first year. Well, it's on year 34 now. He's a liar, but God is the truth. He don't want you praying either. He doesn't want you fasting. He doesn't want you reading that word of God. He doesn't want you getting serious about this thing because he knows if you do, you're going to get strong. And you're going to get bold, and you're going to become wise, and you're going to become attached to the shall be that nobody can shake from your life. Psalm 126 and finishing. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. Praise God. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Are you glad tonight? I think it's important that we remind ourselves to become a thankful people. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. We have a reason to thank the Lord. Even if everything's not right in your life, you don't have everything you want, some things are complicated, it doesn't matter. I think the Lord's pleased when in the midst of all of this nonsense that we live in sometimes and experience ourselves, we can just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, I shall be changed. We shall be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. And I'm thankful. I'm a thankful child of God. I'm a thankful child of God. I'm going to break from all of the distractions of the world, and I'm just going to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Aren't you glad about that? Yes. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what all the world teaches, doesn't want to believe anymore, and tries to explain away. They cannot explain the Holy Ghost out of you. They can be the greatest
foolish speaking orators in the world, but they can't undo Christ. Amen. And they cannot erase your shall be because they did not give it to you. They did not step into time and give themselves a past, shed blood, and resurrect the world, amen, from the great transgression. If they did none of that, why are you paying attention to them? They didn't lift you up in the middle of the hours of the night when you were filled with sorrow. As you crawl by your bedside, begin to pray and cry out to the Lord and get a hold of the promises of God, that kicking gear when you call on Jesus' name, that shall be rises up. I said that shall be says, I'm here. They that call upon the name, it's not just the first time you receive the Holy Ghost. There are lots of times we need deliverance, Brother Mike. We need salvation from stuff. And when we call on Jesus' name, shall be says, I'm right here. Glory, hallelujah. And it kicks in gear. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Listen, that's why we can speak a word of faith and that word of faith be in our mouth. And that word of faith is a word of shall be. Glory. Isn't it amazing? The word of faith is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. Just let it go. Let that it shall be go. Let that praise unto God and that repentance unto God, let it go because it shall come to pass. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, heaven is not predicated upon your ability to get there. He did not, let me say it like this in a simpler way. He did not leave it in our hands outside of his own plan to try to figure out how to get there. We're not in charge of it shall be. We're not even in charge of death. He is. And if he said, we shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed, nothing can stop the change from coming. So please just let him renew you. Let him refresh your spirit all over again that whatever state you're in right now, let him just walk by your prayer room and whisper, you shall be changed. The change is coming. Praise. I tell you, it's coming. The Lord will not tarry. He will come. He will come. It will come to an end. And all the nonsense will come to an end. And we shall forever be with the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Just hang on. Just hang on. Don't let go. Just hang on to the Lord. Just endure a little while longer. Just endure. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be. Shall be. It's going to happen. It's inevitable, bought, paid for. You just got to show up and get it. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's like somebody paying it forward in the drive-thru. You just got to pull up to the window and get your order. Hallelujah. 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 Dear God, don't let anything in this life talk you out of something that's already bought and paid for. You've got a reservation. Are you born again? Yes, then good. You've got a reservation. Your name's there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, I'm trying to close, and I'm doing it right now. The Lord hath done great things for us. When's the last time you thought this, you said this? Boy, what a way to start off prayer. The Lord has done great things. And yeah, all the bills are due. Have anything in the bank, your car's got a flat. How about saying it then? It's easy to say it when you get a raise and get a new car and everything's going great. And you're like, wow, it's just surprising. It's, yeah, praise the Lord.
But what about when life has captured you and you feel sieged and you don't feel that shall be? Right? It's like a dream. We were like them that dream. I went to church and the preacher was preaching something. Up there going, yeah. And I was there in captivity. He's talking about glory, and I felt like I was one step into hell. There's something about, well, Sister Melody wrote that song, "There's Something About My Praise He Loves." You remember that? There's something about our thanksgiving, I believe, blesses the Lord when it's offered at a time that isn't so good, when you don't feel like giving thanks, when you don't feel thankworthy. See, the scripture says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Didn't it say that? We're not thankful for all the stuff, especially when it's not so good. But in everything, when we do, I believe it brings a blessing that's beyond the norm when everything's okay. And we're saying, praise God. There's just something about that extra, I'm going to give him thanks. I'm going to acknowledge him. I'm going to remember. Some trust in horses and some in chariots, but I'm going to remember the name of the Lord our God. Psalm 20, isn't that what it says? What name? The name that I call on that will cause me to shall be. When I know things in life cannot deliver me. The power of the horse and the chariot cannot save me. But there is a name that when I call, I don't understand how he does it. I don't know how he can just alter everything. But when I call, shall be shows up and things just go crazy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Look at that scripture again as I finish. May not mean anything to you until you find yourself sowing in tears. Just think about what that means. It's not just an emotional phrase. It's when you sow, you're doing something. And in these days, they were farmers, so they're using farm language of sowing seed. And whatever would cause the tears, the pain, the sorrow, the suffering, the doing, and maybe not the reaping. Maybe you're just doing stuff that's difficult, and it doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. But the scripture says, they that sow in tears shall reap. Right? The scripture says it like this, that in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I'll just stop. Let's all stand. We'll end it on that. In due season. Doesn't that say it like that? We shall reap. What does that mean? Look, in due season, it means that represents, in those three words, a shall be. Because due season means it's a ways off. It's coming. It's not the enemy. It's not your self-positive thinking. It's not the dude on the dumb CD. It's the Lord saying, in due season, you shall reap. I have a shall be. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Go ahead and love him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. If we faint not.
if we faint not. The enemy wants you to faint. He's intoxicated with making people faint. Maybe that's what some of this good-for-nothing stuff is and so-called church worship is, where everyone just gets touched and they faint, touched and they faint, touched and they faint. And so much that people, the emotion's so built up, and some people, we were talking about this the other night, and I'm not downing true what they call slain in the spirit. Whatever's of God's of God. But let me tell you something. God's not looking forward to knocking you down. He's looking forward to bringing you up. And let's make sure we're following the right spirit. If we faint not, he's not looking to make you pass out. Hallelujah, that's right. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up. Why? Because we're going up. Because the name causes us to go up to that shall be in the sky. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, I implore you, don't give up. Don't faint. That's what the Lord's saying. Don't faint. Don't give up now. Don't yield to your flesh one more time. It might take you to hell. I've given a shall be, a promise. There's a promise. Hallelujah. One more time. Let's love him. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, so good. Could we sing that song one more time? Is that all right?
One more time. One more time. He allowed us to come together one more time, one more time, one more time. He allowed us to come together one more time. He allowed us to come together. One more time, one more time, one more time. He allowed us to come together one more time, one more time, one more time. He allowed us to come together one more time. He allowed us to come together one more time, one more time, one more time. He allowed us to come together one more time. Together one more time. He allowed us to come together one more time.
One more time.
One more time. One more time. He allowed us to come together one more time. One more. Time he allowed us to come together one more time. He allowed us to come together one more time.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you. Kind of love.